Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Nonfiction Books Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 20. Today we are reading the book Money Under the Car Seat and Other Things to Thank God For by Daniel White III. Children talk about what Thanksgiving means to them, Part 2. A 10-year-old reflects on Thanksgiving by Daniel White IV. What Thanksgiving truly is. What Thanksgiving traditionally is about is also what it is not about. Truthfully, the holiday Thanksgiving is not all about the turkey. Thanksgiving is not all about relaxing and watching a football game. In a sense, it is about those things as well, because they are a custom among Americans. Thanksgiving is not all about the pilgrims. As of itself, it is a fact of history. They did not help in starting this great country called America. The Thanksgiving dinner they had started this great holiday called Thanksgiving. But why did they call this holiday Thanksgiving? Turn it around and you get giving thanks. Who were they giving thanks to? God. That is what Thanksgiving is all about, giving thanks to God. We thank God for all of the things that have happened to us during the past year. We thank God for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We thank Him for the blessings and the troubles. Thanksgiving also is a time to reflect and to plan. You reflect on all of the things that have happened, and you see what God has brought you through. You can also plan what you will do in the next year. Last of all, I believe Thanksgiving is a time to spend with family and just have fun. I have a lot to thank God for, and if I made a list, it sure would be long. I hope you have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give Him the pen by trusting Him with the life He gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that He wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask Him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. May God bless you until the next time.